Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, it's part two of a two-part interview with Lori Abernathy with Heel House of Warren County. Well, I wanted to talk about the importance of not only knowing where your next meal is coming from, especially for those students, and we'll stay on them for now, but
yeah.
It's important just for schooling in general. When you're worried about when you're going to eat next, it's not like you can focus on history class the way you should.
That's exactly right. And people will tell you, you know, looking at studies, if people are sitting there hungry, they can't study. Those students aren't going to study well. And we've got to make sure we've got something there for them to eat and make sure they've got full bellies. A lot of times kids will go home at night and the only thing they get to do is they eat at school. So Big Arc School District does a great job of feeding these students. There's different programs out there. And that's why I think a lot of our students rely on some of these churches that do the evening meals that you can just drive through and pick up. And I think that is just a big blessing, because right now I think that's what we need. And these students need to know there's something there. On the weekends, there's always something for, you know, they've done the bag lunch, the suitcase, or the backpack lunches. Sue always makes sure that she sends plenty of food home when she's got a family that needs to eat. But yeah, our students, we've got to make sure our students are eating, because who wants to study if your belly's empty and you're not sure where you're going to get to eat next? So that's a big focus we need to do on our community.
When we're talking about the homeless or those in need, adult population in our community, what are some of the things that maybe people don't know about? And I know we've talked about this in the past. People might be surprised how many there are, and you already talked about that giant increase we've seen use the food pantry, but just as far as the homeless population in the county.
Yeah, us down at the Heel House, we have been full. We have been completely full. We have been very blessed. We've got a program called Rolling Hills that assists in Warren County residents, and we have been able to get 13 people placed in homes or in apartments and have jobs, and they are working and doing great. So that's our goal, is to get them back on their feet, be productive in the society, and be able to give back and be able to have their own place to call home. And we've done that, and we've continued to see a big jump in homelessness. And so we're hoping that, you know, we can get ahead of it, and especially coming into winter months, it's way too cold for somebody to be sleeping in a tent or under a tree. And we have some of individuals that don't want to have our help, but we try to reach out to them and give them Casey's cards, or we try to get them into the Helping Hand to get some food, or that kind of situation. So, you know, we run into all kinds of different scenarios when we're doing this, and some people couldn't believe that we had a homeless issue here in Warren County, and we do. It's evident that we have been full down at the Heel House for the last 7-8 months now, and we continue to place people into their permanent residence and get them jobs, and they're working and doing great and providing for their families now. So, you know, it's just a continuous goal that we got to keep striving for, is to keep our Warren County people in homes, food on their plates, and, you know, that's our goal. And Sue could tell you that's her goal too. I mean, she sees the homeless population every day. And, you know, we just got to keep working towards getting everybody into a place where they stay safe and they've got food.
I think the big thing for me when I hear and I talk to organizations such as Heel House or the Helping Hand of Warren County is sometimes people just need that first step. It's hard to focus on finding a job or finding an apartment when you can't be fed and you can't clean yourself.
Yeah.
So talk about that first step and how that is so important in order to get people back on their feet.
Yep, and usually what we do is we do an intake. We require a drug test, and after they get that done, we do an intake. We find out where they're at, what kind of services that they need, whether it be some mental assistance, medical, anything like that line. We try to assess everything we need. We get them into a room. We make sure that they're getting their meals and they're getting fed, and kind of get them all just round it up so we know exactly what we're dealing with and where we can help them the most. And then we start into, okay, now we're ready, let's start getting a job. So a lot of times it's, you know, get them in where it's warm, they're fed, They know that they're going to have meals every day. They know they're safe, you know, that they're this secured place, they're safe, you know, we're here to help. And then the big thing is then looking for a job. And WeLift, Roger down at WeLift has been absolutely wonderful. We have our clients meet with him, and then they set up a plan, we set up a goal, and then we hit it. And usually they find a job, and then usually we kind of leave it up to them how long they want to be here and how much money they need to raise before they go into their own apartment. And so after they've kind of got it, they feel like, you know, they're comfortable and they've got enough of the bank, then we'll start looking for an apartment and resources to help them do that. So it's kind of a process that we look at. You know, I call it my three-step process, you know, and Joe Gazelle will tell you it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And a lot of them, once they know they're safe and they've got food and they know where they're going to be the next day, then they're really excited to get a job. And then they get that first paycheck and they're like, oh, I'm doing so good now. And we keep that going, and then we start looking to get them into a permanent apartment or a house or whatever the case may be, what they want to do. So it's a process, but, you know, I would say within 3 to 4 months, we usually have people in their apartments and their jobs, and they've got money in the bank, so which we're blessed to be doing.
Thanks to Lori Abernathy for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.